ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who prefer not to identify as either one of those. I don't identify myself as a gentleman, because gentleman kind of implies like sort of dignity and just kind of that air of dignity. Just someone who's refined and dignified, and that is not me. I have a penis and balls, but none of the other qualities that go along with being a gentleman. I'm just a dude. But not a dude, bro. Just a dude. Welcome to another episode of Velvet Al Watches Movies So You Don't Have To. The only podcast on the internet where Velvet Al watches movies so you don't have to. And about one of a gazillion podcasts where people watch bad movies. But none of those other podcasts have Velvet Al. And not many of the other podcasts specifically are trying to save you from watching the bad movie. I mean, they imply it, but they don't specifically, explicitly say it. And I am telling you. Although maybe that's why people don't listen. I'm saving you from having to watch the movie, but I'm not saying you don't have to watch the movie. I mean, most cases I do tell you don't watch the movie because they're awful, but if you want to watch the movie and see what I have to say, see it for yourself and see if I'm wrong in my assessment of the film, you're free to do that. But this week, we are watching... I always say we are watching. I am watching. It's the royal we. I am watching Female Zombie Riot. Which, female zombies, I'm all for it. I don't think this has anything to do with Free Pussy Riot. Wait, the band's only Pussy Riot, not Free... Free Pussy Riot was... Where am I going with that? I am off on a tangent where I don't even know what I'm talking about. The description for this film is, after rescuing victims from a lair... From the lair of a psychopathic... Yeah, psychopathic... You know, a psycho professor. Pervo the Clown became a legend. Years later, at a millionaire's mansion, a party rages on until he sees signs that the virus still exists and has to fight off a female zombie riot! Exclamation point. So, actually from this description, it doesn't tell you that... The victims were zombies in the first place, but we know that the virus is still existing, so I guess the professor was turning people into zombies. And Pervo the Clown, which a great name, that alone is going to make this film fantastic, right? Oh, hey, Ouija Nazi. That might be a future. Under You May Also Like, because I'm watching this on Tubi, there's a Ouija Nazi. So I'm going to add that to my list for a possible future episode. But for today, we're watching a clown versus zombies. Female zombies. So does this virus only affect females? So, I mean, does it only affect women? I shouldn't say females. Female is good, is okay as an adjective. Not as a noun. It's kind of, like, just dickish to use it as a noun. But, where am I going with that one? I had a point! I had a point that I have forgotten. Fuck. Oh yeah, the virus seems to only affect women, I guess. And it briefly made me think of Kids in the Hall Brain Candy. The scene where the scientists are, like, pitching all sorts of drugs, and one of them says, "It's a pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends." And, you know, the head is like, "Well, can it also give worms to ex-boyfriends?" No! It's a pill that gives worms to ex-girlfriends! So I'm guessing this, maybe this professor had the same thing. Like, he hated women. So he created a virus that only turns women into zombies. Okay, I've babbled on enough. Let me press play. We start off with a news story about how Pervo the Clown has been arrested for soliciting prostitutes that were really undercover agents. I mean, undercover police. And it's already starting off like Pervo's already, like, famous for saving some girls from an underground satanic cult. I would like that story. I was hoping we'd get to see how he saved these girls. He just saved them. Somehow. He's a hero. But now he likes prostitutes. Covered in custard. That's what he got caught on. He propositioned, asked them if they would cover themselves in custard. And then, we're really female cops. You're arrested. And this news story was brought to you by Dalton Fingers. Really, because that was his sign-off. Like, remember, ladies, Dalton Fingers. Like, oh, yeah, this is that kind of movie. And then we get the opening credits over, like, a really bad Pantera knockoff type song. Which I realize is kind of redundant, because if you're knocking off Pantera, you have to be bad. Because the original's not that good. I'm going to get so many angry letters. I hope I do. I want some letters. Just, how dare you insult Pantera? Because I just did, fucker. And so, now we see a dominatrix doing her thing. Punishing a guy, but, you know, it's what he wants, because he's into BDSM. But then her mom walks in, and she asks, like, where's the sexy clown man? And I think her mom's kind of a little mentally deficient. And the dominatrix says, we're gonna kill the sexy clown man. I don't want the sexy clown man killed. Mom, don't you remember? He killed most of our family. That I'm guessing is the underground satanic cult. I guess that's... Because who else would Pervo kill? There's probably a lot of people Pervo killed. But they killed this girl's family. And the rest of her family seems very mentally deficient because they weren't really paying attention. And they were kind of having, like, whatchamacallit, blankets around their head while she was trying to go over the plan that they're inviting Pervo and his friends over for a party, and then they're going to stick the women that are there, the entertainers, with a virus to kill Pervo and his friends like he killed her family. So, I guess it's not so much that the virus only affects women, it's that these specific women are targeted. So I guess Pervo's been released of his own recognizance. Yeah, that's close enough to the word I was going for. And he's in a room with some prostitutes! Because, of course, you go straight back to the prostitutes. One of them is topless. Ding, 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 ding! I should get a bell or something for it. Fuck, I did have a bell at my desk at one point recently. But I should have the bell for when a film passes the Velvet Owl test. Which, honestly, is a really dumb test. Because it still means, like, a terrible movie. If you're unaware of the Velvet Owl test, I say that films should have tits in the first 15 minutes. Because then, if the movie is horrible and you turn it off, like I would normally... Female Zombie Riot, I would definitely be turning it off within the first 15 minutes if I wasn't doing it for this podcast. At least you've seen boobs. I don't know. I think it's a good rule. So, this film passes the Velvet Owl test. And probably the only test it will pass. But so, Pervo has these prostitutes. And they're kind of like, why is there baked beans in the bathtub? And the hotel manager comes up and he's like, you're making a lot of noise and your card's been declined, so I'm kicking you out of this hotel room. Oh, and by the way, the news report at the beginning of the film, the news reporters were American. Since then, everyone's been British. So why did they have American newscasters, at least they sounded American, reporting on British? I don't know, because so far, since they're all British, I'm assuming this was made in Britain. So does that mean, like, the news report was just kind of added on later? Like, oh, fuck, we should add this. But we're back in America now, so let's just get some American people to do it. Or were they trying to give it a feel of international news? Because America doesn't do international news. We don't follow what goes on in other countries unless we're directly involved. So what the fuck? So obviously this was made by British people that don't know how America works. But the hotel manager is like, you need to pay. You don't have the money, so you're being kicked out. And the hookers are like, but we need to get paid first. And then out of the closet pops out Nick the Dick, who I think is some sort of pimp, drug dealer type guy. He's got like a fancy fur coat. And you know what, him? I am not sure if he's British or not, because his accent just seems to kind of fluctuate between American and British, and a little hint of Jamaican in there. And Nick the Dick is about to shoot him, because Pervo probably owes him lots of money. But Pervo calls for Boris! That is his henchman or something. The big guy comes in and he knocks out Nick the Dick, as well as Nick the Dick's own bouncer thug guy. And Pervo just leaves the room like, oh, sorry prostitutes, you're not getting paid. Now, the dominatrix girl is doing some target practice with pictures of Pervo the Clown. She's got an assault rifle. Oh, an AR. AR doesn't stand for assault rifle, so I shouldn't say assault rifle. But, whatever. You know the gun I'm talking about. It's big and goes boom, 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 boom. Not like the tiny guns that go pew, 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 pew. So she's doing target practice and once again explaining the plan to her mentally deficient family. I'm trying to avoid the R word, because, I mean, that's what they are, that's what they're being presented as, but it's not okay to use that word. So, but again, the plan, the ultimate plan is that they're going to turn everyone into zombies so that they can go live in Buckingham Palace and be the queen and princes and princesses. Which is a plan. I don't know if it's, like, a great plan. Not the plan part of itself of turning zombies. The end goal, I think, is the part that's like, why? But before they do that, they're gonna turn Pervo's friends and the women at the party into zombies to kill all his friends. But not Pervo yet. Because the mentally deficient brother, in addition to somehow being able to recreate their father's zombie virus, because he's probably an idiot savant or something, he's created a zombie repellent, which is kind of like aerosol deodorant that you put it on and the zombies. And they test it out with this one topless chick zombie. Thankfully, she must be like recently turned because she's not decaying yet. So she's hot. But the repellent just, she's trying to move away from the repellent because it's stinky or something. Whatever it, you use in a zombie repellent. So, you know, all the family, they're going to put on the zombie repellent so that they're safe. And they're going to put the zombie repellent on Pervo so that he doesn't get killed, but he has to watch all his friends die. The great revenge. Revenge is a dish best served lukewarm. So Pervo's gonna go on some talk show. And so he's in the makeup room getting his makeup done. And his agent comes in and she's like, you know what, Pervo? You're fucking broke. You just spend all your money on hookers. We don't know if he spends money on blow. But generally, if you spend all your money on hookers, you should also spend all your the rest of your money on blow. Hookers and blow, it just goes together. But he's not really paying attention because the makeup girl just has some just really massive, awesome boobs. And he's looking down her shirt, and he can't help himself. He tries to motorboat her, and she's like, yeah, and runs out there, which, come on, Pervo, consent. I love motorboating as much as the next guy, but you get permission before you motorboat. You can't just go around motorboating random people. And his agent's just like, oh, I can't take this. I need to step outside. And she steps outside, and there's the uncle from the crazy family. And he's setting his trap. He's like, oh, my boss is going to do a party in Pervo's honor, and we would like it if he came. And she's like, okay, yeah, I'll pass by him. Now it's on the talk show, hosted by a drag queen named Crystal Meth, which is a halfway decent drag name. Maybe if her whole gimmick was, like, she was Trailer Park Trash, that would be, like, just awesome, but she's just kind of a regular drag queen, so, eh. But I do like the name, Crystal Meth. And Pervo's on to talk about the movie of his rescue of the women, which is called Zombie Women of Satan. Which, holy shit, I actually was gonna mention that earlier. About, like, because female zombies, I was just gonna, like, throw some joke about how there was a movie, Zombie Women of Satan. So I guess this film is, like, a sequel to it? Yeah, I don't fucking remember very much about that movie. It was horrible. The three things I remember. There was a zombie woman in a wheelchair. There was a zombie woman that squirted acid from her nipples. And there was a little person that took a big shit and one of the zombies walked by it and she just had a disgusted look on her face from the smell. Those are the only three things I remember from that movie. That movie was god-awful. And had I known that this is like a sequel or in any way related to Zombie Women of Satan, I would have fucking passed on this. And I wish I did. But I've committed myself. And then I feel like I do want to commit myself. Yeah. But the interview goes all bad because Pervo just keeps talking about how he wants to basically just fuck everybody. Well, just fuck all women. I don't think he wants to fuck Crystal Meth. But the other guest, who's like a pretty young singer or something, he wants to fuck her. And this just, the interview goes off the rails. Now, the head of the Bad Habits, which is the escort agency that Pervo uses to get all his hookers, she's mad because Pervo is racking up all this debt that he hasn't paid off, and he's mad at, or she's mad at her girls because they're letting him rack up this debt, not forcing them to pay. And it's a very diverse group of prostitutes. Because there's the bubbly blonde, there's the blue-haired Russian, and there's the black French girl. I'm guessing she's French. I don't know what language she's speaking. It sounds French. I don't speak French, so but it sounds French to me. And so they're going to go after Pervo, and they're going to get their money or kill him. Meanwhile, Pervo, after he's been kicked off the talk show, his agent's like, well, you fucking asshole, first off, but someone's inviting us to a party, so we're gonna go meet with them at the bar, and we'll decide if we should go. And so they meet at the bar. It's the uncle and the brother, and they're setting their trap. And they're pretending to be drunk, like, oh, man, great party, you should come. Lots of chicks, lots of tits gonna be there. And Pervo, that's all. Did they even really have to, like, work this hard and pretend to be drunk to get Pervo to the party? Because I think if you pretty much just told him, there's gonna be tits at the party, he would have been like, sign me up. But the trap is set in motion, and Pervo's gonna go to the party. Now, Pervo tries to pick up this girl on the street. But no, she decides she's going to go with this rock star instead. And add insult to injury, Pervo used to be in a band with this guy, but Pervo got kicked out because he didn't know how to play bass. Which, you know, says something. If you can't play bass well enough to be in a punk band, I'm assuming they were a punk band, you kind of suck. I mean, Sex Pistols had Sid Vicious. So the bar for punk rock bass players is pretty low. So Pervo goes back to his room and spends all this time on phone sex with a obvious dildo in his underwear. And I'm not sure if we're supposed to know it's a dildo, or are we supposed to suspend disbelief and pretend it's his dick and that he's supposedly, like, just well hung. But you can clearly see, because his tighty whities are pretty see-through, so you can clearly see that it's a dildo. And yeah, it's at a very weird angle, so there is no way it could be, like, a real dick. Unless he pisses, like, to the side. Which would suck. That would suck if your penis was bent that far that, like, you didn't pee in front of you, you peed to the side. That would suck. But he's on all these phone sex calls, and Boris is in the other room, but he can hear it, and he yells at Pervo. And then at some point, Pervo gets chained to the bed by his neck. And I don't know if it was his decision or if it was Boris forcing him, and Pervo's yelling for Boris to let him out. But Boris is just like, fuck this, I'm getting some sleep, you asshole. But then Pervo does manage to unlock the chain and gets out there and gets into the hallway where he feels someone shoot him in the butt! In the buttocks! As Forrest Gump would say, I was shot in the buttocks. That has got to be the worst Forrest Gump impersonation you've ever heard, isn't it? But, so he's scared because he thinks there's some shooter on the loose trying to kill him. So he runs into this other hotel room where this girl in some sexy see-through lingerie is fapping it. Is it still fapping when it's a woman? She's just masturbating and now she's all upset because her masturbation session got, you know, interrupted by a fucking clown, and she, like, throws pillows at him and runs him out of the room. And so, since Pervo just needs some help, his agent sends him to a therapist because he's obsessed with boobs. Which, really? Like, you can get sent to the therapist for that? Uh-oh. I mean, I already have a therapist. Should I start bringing that up in my therapy sessions? I love boobs. Please fix me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with loving boobs. It's like the level of it. And are you able to go into your day-to-day life and not be completely consumed by boobs? That is where it's important. So, he's in the therapist, and the therapist asked him about, you know, what his relationship with his mom was like. Because it always comes back to that, isn't it? It's always about, oh, how did your mom raise you? Did she breastfeed you? Because if you didn't get breastfed enough, then you're gonna fucking love boobs, and that's all you care about because you're just trying to reach that level of intimacy you never had with your mom. Because your mom didn't love you, and so now you look for some sort of comfort, and you can only find them between a pair of boobs. So, Pervo thinks back to his childhood, when he's just a wee little baby, and his mom, who's also a clown, so I guess it's a hereditary trait, she's breastfeeding him. Though, we don't actually see the breastfeeding, we just see, like, a big blanket over one boob that you're assuming, like, the baby's there feeding on her boob, and her other boob is just sticking out, and dad comes by, like, hey, I want some of that. And so mom, while she's still feeding Pervo, starts shooting some breast milk at Dad. Here, here! Which, kind of better, because I was worried where it was going, was that both of them were going to be sucking on her boobs at the same time. And that was going to be really creepy, and that was going to really creep me out. So instead of being crept out a lot by that, I was only crept out a little bit by Mom squirting breast milk at Dad while feeding her child. It's happened. Now, the dominatrix family is doing some sort of weird working out thing that none of them are, like, in sync. They're doing the same sort of workout in any bit of the slightest. And there's this one girl there, and in the middle of it, she takes her shirt off. I don't know why, but I am not going to complain. That is the type of person I am. I never complain when people take their shirts off, especially if it's a woman. I just feel like I was raised with manners, and a woman takes her boobs out, I express gratitude. Just the way I am. But the dominatrix comes home, and she's dressed like a cheerleader. In fact, I don't know if I should keep calling her a dominatrix, because she only was, like, dominatrixing in the one scene. But I'm too far into it. That's what she will forever be. And she's like, what the fuck, guys? Come on, we gotta get on with our plan. And meanwhile, there's another scene I forgot there. The escorts, the bad habits, they're trying to track down Pervo. And they see that there's going to be a party in his honor and that he's going to be there. Perfect. This is the perfect place to go and get them. Or get just him. I don't think they care so much about, like, the rest of his entourage. They're just focused on getting Pervo. And then Pervo's waiting for... He thought he was going to get a limo, but no, he gets a bus. A party bus full of hot women that call themselves the Pervettes. Because I guess that's... They're his groupies. Or they're just paid groupies. I don't know if they really, really love Pervo, but... They're just all hot and happy and bouncy. And it's probably a trap, but, you know, if someone pulled up a bus to me full of women saying, come on, and they bounced when they said to get on the bus, I'm getting on the bus. Even if I know, like, oh, shit, this is gonna be bad. And... Okay, I am going to go to hell probably for this joke. Or is it a joke? But, yeah, if they were rounding up for the concentration camp and they had a bunch of just bouncy women jumping up and down and showing boobs, I will get on the bus and go to the concentration camp. I'm not proud of myself for it, but I am realistic. The bus arrives at the mansion for the party, but Pervo is told, the ladies, they gotta stay on the bus for right now. And Pervo's like, but boobs! They've got boobs! Seriously, he's like, and evil brother, who's, you know, getting the evil plot into plan. Yes. Tells him, well, there's plenty of boobs on the mansion. I bet you can sniff them out. Wow, Pervo's a boob hound. I think that would be kind of awesome if you could sniff out boobs. Just, I know where boobs are. Well, I mean, it's not that hard to find boobs. The tricky part is finding boobs you can see. Boobs are everywhere. If there's a woman in the vicinity, boobs! I'm guessing right now there's at least 4 houses on this block that have boobs in them right now. So it's not hard finding the boobs. It's hard finding the boobs that you're going to be allowed to see. And I think that would be actually a nifty talent to be able to find those boobs. And he's going around and he comes to a hot tub where there's a topless girl in there. And he's like, boobs! And jumps in. And she's trying to masturbate. And like, ah, get this fucking clown out of here. But he's like, I'll help you with it. I'll pay you. And she says, okay. I hope she got the money up front. Because as we learned, Pervo doesn't really like to pay. And as he's helping her, he yells, Boris. So, yeah, I guess there's nothing wrong if you finger blast a girl and think about your bodyguard at the same time. It happens. Meanwhile, Pervo's entourage, which is his bodyguard, his agent, and some other girl that I don't know who she is, she just kind of showed up, but she's part of the entourage. They're going into the mansion through the front door, and they have to leave their phones with the maitre d', or whoever this person's supposed to be. And they're like, okay, well, you know, whatever, this is the rules. And the evil brother leads Pervo down to the music room, where this crappy goth metal band is playing. And there's lots of women just dancing up and down, and Pervo's like, boobs! The thing is, you know what, I feel somewhat of a kindred spirit with Pervo, in that I, too, like boobs. And I think that's kind of where our personality similarities end. We both like boobs, and that's kind of what we have in common. Now, Pervo's in charge of a wet t-shirt contest, because, sure, he's got the squirt gun, and he's squirting the women with the white shirts, and a guy, or at least male presenting. He might identify as a woman. I should not, you know, take that assumption of it's a guy in the wet t-shirt contest, because he may view himself as a woman and think, well, that's why I'm in this wet t-shirt contest. So, Captain Fucko, there is no Captain Fucko in this, Pervo is just shooting them with the water gun, like, yeah, let me see them boobs, which kind of is probably how I would also run a wet t-shirt contest. Meanwhile, the crazy evil uncle, he gets on the bus and hands drinks to all the ladies that are still there waiting. Oh, but a little something about this drink. It's got the virus in it, and they all become zombies and try to eat each other. Not in that way. And rip each other, and one person's shirt is ripped. I would think, like, they'd all, like, rip off each other's clothes. I don't know if scientifically that's what would happen. I would just think with this movie, they would have had everyone rip off their clothes and just lots of naked zombies. Maybe they had a nudity budget and it was quite high, but just not high enough to get the entire bus naked. And crazy evil uncle, who's not very smart, he's like, all right, things are going well. Oops, I forgot to spray Pervo with the spray thing. So, you know, the zombies will probably eat him. Whatever, all good. I'm going to celebrate with this drink. Oh, boy, you should have paid attention to what drink you chose. So you chose a drink with the virus in it. And meanwhile, the sister and brother, they're watching through closed circuit television, and they're like, oh, ain't that a shame. Well, the brother's going to go back up to the party to keep an eye on Pervo, while the sister has a giant vibrator and is going to go to town. There's a lot of female masturbation in this movie, which is great. Let's celebrate female sexuality. I'm all for it. It's just all a little gratuitous, which is also great. I am a fan of gratuity. Now, the douchebag rockstar has showed up to the party because he wants to kind of rub it in Pervo's face, like, hey, My band, the one you used to be in, then we kicked your ass out because you sucked. We got a record deal. Woo, we're going on tour. And, oh, by the way, our agent now is your former agent. That's right, his agent is leaving him to hook up with the real rock stars that are going to, you know, make money. Because agents, they get like a percentage of the money you make. So they want to go with a client that actually makes money. And that's not you, Pervo. And Pervo's all down like, ugh, fuck this. So he goes off and he's like, I'm going to that bus and I'm going to fuck all those women. And he opens the door to the bus and, uh-oh. These women are now zombies. And they're the hot type of, they're the hot type of zombies. The ones that you would still want to fuck because they're not decaying yet. And some of them have, like, ripped shirts. I don't know if they ripped their own shirts or someone else ripped their shirts. But there are boobs that go flopping as the zombies run after Pervo. And normally, I am against the type of zombies that run. I think that's bullshit. But if the zombie is also a topless woman and her boobs are bouncing, I will forgive the little, like, inaccuracy of zombies being able to run. So Pervo runs back into the club of the mansion, and he's trying to warn them, like, we gotta get out of here! And he manages to get his entourage away while the zombies storm into the room. And is it mostly women? I guess mostly women were invited to this. Because there's lots of, like, zombie women. Because before they eat the other woman, they have to rip the shirt off of that woman. Which, again, I feel isn't really scientifically accurate. But I'll let it slide. The brother and sister are watching everything going on their closed-circuit television spy cameras. And it gets them all hot and bothered, so they fuck. So, I'm not sure if they actually are brother and sister, but I'm keeping that. Because, yeah, they seem like they'd be the fucked up type to fuck. And she's pegging him, and they're all into it. They're like, yeah, until they see that Pervo's getting away with his entourage. And that evil rock star dick, who trips, and Pervo's like, fuck you, unless the zombies eat him. Although, do you have to drink the serum to become zombies? Because these aren't, like, zombie zombies. So, like, if you get eaten by these zombies, you're just dead. You don't come back to life. So, but they make it to safety inside of a, like, mobile home that's just kind of out there in the forest. And meanwhile, the escort service, what were they called? The Bad Habits. They show up. Because they're gonna go kill Pervo, unless he happens to have 40 grand on him. She probably doesn't. So they're gonna kill him. But, uh-oh. Here comes some zombie women! And the Bad Habits, because they brought guns, because they're gonna kill Pervo. Kill the zombies! They're like, fuck this shit! Our mission is to kill Pervo. Meanwhile, brother and sister are like, oh, just shit's going up to shit, so let's get our guns, and we're gonna go and shoot some zombie women ourselves. And everyone's just shooting zombie women, and some of the zombie women have their tits out, and this should really all be so much more exciting than it is. Hot topless zombies running and getting shot, and just boobs and blood. They're a good combination to watch. Not so much in real life. When boobs are bleeding in real life, that's kind of like, okay, we're taking you to the hospital now. But in a movie, boobs and blood should be a good combination. It should not be this fucking boring. So the gang comes up with a plan that Pervo and Boris will step outside and kill the zombies one by one and then come back in. And oh, oops, the girls locked them out of the mobile home. Yeah. our bad. So now Pervo and Boris are just running all over the place and killing zombies, and Pervo has some erotic fantasies about Boris. It's all good. You know, you're a Pervo. You can't be tied down by just women. You find men sexy too, and that's okay. So they're running and killing, and eventually the girls show up and they're like, oh yeah, we're sorry about that. But then brother and sister, the evil ones, show up and they shoot one of the girls. I'm not sure which one. I don't know why, and it doesn't matter. And they tie up the rest of them. I guess they had to shoot the one girl to show, like, we're serious. We will fucking pop a cap in your ass. And then they tie them up and take them to the lair. And they're kind of just punching Pervo. And the sister's like, you killed my daddy. And you're like, oh, you were in that cult. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. But, like, first someone wants to meet you, and mom comes. She's like, oh, my sexy clown man. And pretty much wants to, like, jump his bones right there. But the brother's like, no, no, you can't do that, mom. And then they start making out. And, okay. I'm checked out, and I'm clock watching at this point. Just, oh, please, just let this come to a merciful end. It won't, will it? Well, if I'm gonna have to deal with this, then at least I hope there's a lot more boobs. Cause then at least there's boobs. So brother and sister leave them, and they're all tied up, and they don't know how to get out. They're trying to break their chains, but to no use. But, you know, no problem for Pervo, because he did finally get sprayed with the anti-zombie repellent. And oh no, someone's at the door. It's the zombie women, they're gonna kill us, it's the bad habits, the escorts! And they're gonna kill him. But before they could even, like, really do anything or make, like, some big speech, the zombie women come in and start attacking. And the rest of the escorts are kind of like, yeah, fuck this, we're out of here. They run out and leave the head escort girl there. And she gets eaten by the zombies. Also, the rest of the entourage, because, you know, they didn't get the spray. So now they, brother and sister, pose the offer to Pervo that he can rule alongside them, but he has to consummate the marriage with the mother. And he's kind of like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. Which, dude, it's that or death. I could just consummate the marriage. You get to be king of England or something. But since the sister, you know, she doesn't want that. She wants him dead. They come to a compromise. They can kill Pervo, bring him back as a zombie, and then he can be king. And I guess if the mom has the zombie repellent, well, how are they going to bang? Cause if she's got the zombie repellent, he's not going to want to be near her or touch her. But if she doesn't have the repellent on, he's going to want to eat her. This isn't a very good plan. But they go and they draw a pentagram and they get, like, the whole ritual set up and they're gonna sacrifice him. But mother, she's not the brightest, doesn't quite know how these things work, and stabs herself and dies. Well, that's a lucky break for you, Pervo, that she doesn't understand how sacrifices work. Now, the evil brother is about to kill Pervo when he's shot dead by blue-haired Russian. She has come back because she loves Pervo, and, you know, whatever. Stuff happens, happy ending, credits roll, I'm out of here. And then there's an end credit scene where Pervo and some hookers are watching roller derby. Doesn't matter! I don't think it matters. I'm just... See, to me, a happy ending with these movies is when the movie ends. And I'm happy that it has ended. So, there's that, you know. Zombie female... Female zombie riot, whatever. Just... Don't watch it. I mean, there's a lot of boobs. But there's better ways to spend an hour and a half watching boobs. That's just all I gotta say. As usual, velvetal@hotmail.com, or leave a comment in the comment section. If you want to click like, subscribe, ring the bells, notifications, whatever. I'm not gonna make you do it. I'm not gonna beg you to do it. Don't you fucking hate it when, like, other, like, podcasts or whatever, especially that are on YouTube, like, if you like this video, don't forget to click subscribe and turn on the notification so you know when new videos are. Don't fucking guilt me into this. You don't tell me what to do. And so, I don't tell you what to do. If you want to subscribe, that is cool. If not, that is cool too. Because either way, I love you all.